Hey there. So today let us talk about a topic which evokes many different kinds of reactions in people. It confuses some people. Some people are curious about it, and yet others simply reject it outright. So the question is spirituality a belief system? Have we created spiritual systems like yoga and meditation to just be able to deal with our life, to enhance our life experience? Have we invented spiritual systems to be able to manage the pain and the suffering and the uncertainties of life? Is spirituality simply a man-made tool to make us feel better, to make us have a better life experience? Or is there some objective truth to spirituality? Does it have any kind of objective reality that is common to people across race, culture, religion, nationality, and even time? What do you think? So to be able to decode this issue, let me walk you through a thought experiment, a hyperbolic example which will help us understand this issue better. Imagine a future 20,000 years from now. Imagining such a future might be impossible given the pace at which technology is changing our current world. In fact, it is extremely difficult to predict what the world will look like in 50 years. So 20,000 years is a far cry. So for now, humor me and go along with my version of 22,000 AD. So in this time, human life is mostly inorganic. Humans are hybrids with machines and are nearly immortal. Because of this and other factors, the phase of human reproduction is completely different. Women, if they choose to have children, are having the future generation giving birth to them in surrogate systems outside, completely outside from their bodies, completely detached from their bodies. The genetic material might be their own, but the entire process from conception to gestation and finally delivery is outsourced to mechanized automated systems. Now, this is not a far cry, a far stretch of imagination, given that test tube babies exist even in our current world. And it's only a few steps from here to think that the entire reproductive process could be outsourced to mechanical intelligence systems which are inorganic in a few millennia. This is not to decry the emotional value or the emotional fulfillment that comes from childbirth, but aren't we aware that childbirth is a painful process for the woman? It changes her body and her psychology irrevocably, even post-pregnancy. So if given a chance, women will prefer to have children outside their bodies, with their own genetic material. So then, the reason why I am talking about a future 20,000 years ahead is because if inorganic reproduction becomes popular, then by 22,000 AD, it will have become the norm. So much so that natural childbirth, organic reproduction, will have become obsolete. In fact, I propose that in 22,000 AD, in this time, humans will not even be able to conceive of the idea that childbirth through the human body is possible and that it was once the norm. So taking the thought experiment further, let us imagine that a person from this time, a human from this time, happens to find a biology textbook from our 21st century. In the book, he sees outlined in great detail the entire process of human childbirth, from conception to pregnancy, labor, and then delivery. What do you think his reaction will be? He will be shocked, disbelieving, and in all probability will mock what he is seeing. He will think the idea ridiculous and will tell himself and his peers that their 21st century ancestors were rudimentary, crude, and unevolved. they did not have the technology and the scientific knowledge, so they made up stories of natural childbirth. So they made up myths and fantasies and stories of such natural childbirth. Now this is exactly the state of spirituality, or what the world knows as spirituality in our current times. So you see, the oldest spiritual texts were written at least 6,000 years ago. The accurate date for their penning down is not known, which means they could have been written much earlier. Now, when we in our modern 21st century world read these books, we tend to do two things. We either brush it off as complete nonsense, or we pick up parts which we find sensible and logical and completely reject those parts which does not appeal to our 21st century logic. We tend to say that they were simply stories and myths that our crude ancestors made up to be able to deal with life, to be able to give their life meaning and value in the absence of the scientific method and science itself. Now, do you see that a misunderstanding about the past is possible, just like the person from 22,000 AD has misunderstood us? We are not unevolved and rudimentary, and it could be a misunderstanding on our part to think that our ancestors, however many millennia ago, were unevolved, crude hunter-gatherers. It might be a complete misinterpretation of what they were trying to say. So if then spirituality has been completely misunderstood, what exactly is it? Spirituality, like reproduction, is a software of nature. It is a phenomenon of nature. It is a program of the human system, a code of the human system, exactly like reproduction. And like reproduction, there is a conception in the form of an initiation or an initial spiritual awakening, which moves into gestation, where there is a prolonged period of spiritual progress, ending in delivery, where the child or the baby of enlightenment is born. Now, what exactly is enlightenment is a topic for another video, but right now let's try to decode spirituality further. So spirituality is a biological phenomena, a biological process of the human system, exactly like reproduction, but it also has a psychological component which reproduction does not have. And it begins from an initiation and ends in the birth of a new individual, a new person itself. So then what are these various spiritual texts and the various spiritual techniques? And what about the spiritual teachers? What is their role? What is their function? What are they trying to tell us? So just like in reproduction, the entire body of knowledge of reproductive biology and gynecology has been created as a documentation, a codification of this natural process of reproduction. So reproduction is a process of nature, and what doctors and scientists are doing is simply creating testimonials of this process for better understanding for themselves and for the layman, right? It is simply a decoding of the process of nature for better understanding. Exactly like that, spiritual texts are codifications of this natural phenomenon of nature. And so what about the spiritual techniques and the spiritual teachers? So a woman visits a gynecologist when she's pregnant to be able to get good guidance for how to treat herself and how to take care of her body, right? All that the gynecologist does is to guide the woman about the things to do, the things to avoid, and also so that she might have a pain-free, comfortable pregnancy. Also, she breaks down the pregnancy process for the woman, tells her what to expect, decodes the system for her, shows her how the fetus is growing and tells her about the risks and the changes that her body will face, right? She's removing the obstacles for the woman so that her pregnancy is pain-free and comfortable, correct? Similarly, spiritual teachers or spiritual guides are there to explain and break down the spiritual process to a person undergoing it so that he might have the semblance of a structure, a map of what he's going through, what to expect, what has already happened, and the obstacles and the risks he will face. The spiritual teacher can at the most expedite the process by removing obstacles and give this person a sense of structure and a sense of a control over the process. Otherwise, there is nothing that the gynecologist could do to the core process of pregnancy, nor can a spiritual teacher do to the core spiritual software, which is running on its own. Reproduction is a self-propagating, self-directing, self-organizing software. It knows where to go, exactly like the spiritual system. It knows where to go. It knows its own path. All we have to do is get out of the way, remove the obstacles from our path, understand what is happening to us, and with the help of techniques and teachers, make the process as fast and as comfortable as possible. So if that is true, if spirituality is a software of the human system, why don't we encounter it as commonly as we encounter childbirth and pregnancy? Why is it not a common phenomenon in a modern world? That is because, just like in my thought experiment, we had lost the process of natural childbirth. We have lost the spiritual process. We have lost the spiritual phenomenon. It does not happen in our daily lives. But why so? For that, I request you to watch my upcoming video on the cycle of spiritual ages.